You might close your eyes and just take a moment to feel your sitting posture from the inside out. And as you do that, just allow yourself to make whatever subtle adjustments will serve a quality of both being alert, so you're upright, and also at ease. You might sit tall and then just slightly let the body tilt to the right and then to the left, forward and back, so that you can really sense what is a balanced posture for you. And then within that tallness, that uprightness, see if you can soften and relax a bit in the shoulders. Soften the hands, relax the belly, and just feel the flow of your breath, the natural flow of your breath. And let the breath help to collect your attention. So even from these few moments, you can sense an increased quality of presence, of knowing that you're here. You might sense a listening quality to the attention, so that you're taking in the sounds around you. And you're also listening to and feeling the life inside you. And with that listening attention, you might let your awareness center at the heart. And listen for your intention for this evening. Sense what brings you, what your heart longs for. The intention that comes from the deepest place of sincerity inside you. And then to open the attention to sense all of us here in our shared intention, the shared intention of all who are listening to their hearts, that these practices of awakening might serve the freedom and healing of all beings. So we express this aspiration, this quality of caring, with a simple chant. You might bring the palms together, which helps to deepen that sense of dedicating or devoting ourselves to waking up. We'll chant Om, that simple mantra of connection to the life within us and around us. We'll chant it 3 times. You might inhale deeply to begin.
Oh.
with that listening attention, you might sense the space around you. Listen to the sounds of the room. It's nothing to do with listening, just simply noticing the coming and going of sound. Sounds are known spontaneously. Listening to the more distant sounds, perhaps the most distant sounds you can detect. And just sensing the vastness of space and awareness that includes even the most distant sounds. And with the same receptivity of listening, letting sounds wash through, you can listen to and feel the aliveness of the body. You might sense the area around the eyes just softening as if you're smiling into the eyes. And then just listen and allow yourself to feel the aliveness and sensations in the area of the eyes. Receptive, just like a smile. Slight smile at the mouth, the inside of the mouth smiling. With that same receptivity, just to feel and sense the space and the aliveness around the mouth. Smiling into the heart. Just imagine and sense a smile spreading through the heart area. That same receptivity, experiencing the sensations, the feelings, the aliveness in the heart area. Letting that openness and receptivity spread so you can include the shoulders. Just feel that there's enough space for the shoulders to relax back and down a bit. Just be aware of the sensations, the aliveness inside the shoulders. Feeling the sensations, the energy that moves through the arms. Notice what happens when you soften the hands. And then just in a receptive way, experience the aliveness that's there. As if you're listening to and feeling the tingling, the vibrating, the pulsing, the warmth. sensing an openness to the chest, and then loosening and softening through the belly. You might let this next breath be received in a softening belly, this breath. And now this one. And again. Same receptive attention. Receiving the aliveness of the belly in the space of awareness. Feeling the sensations, energy moving through the legs, right down into the feet. Widening the attention, so again you're aware of sounds as well as sensations. Receiving all of life through the senses. Listening to this life. Feeling this life. This changing dance of sensation, sound, if you find it helpful to sense in the foreground, listening to and receiving the breath, the stream of the breath. Nothing to do, no controlling the breath. Just an interested, intimate attention. Perhaps noticing the breath at the nostrils, the inflow, outflow there. Maybe it's the rising, falling of the chest that's easiest for you. The expanding and then deflating of the belly might be easier for you. Perhaps you're aware of the whole breath through the body, as if every cell is inflating and then yielding some, letting go. Nothing to do, just receiving this life experience, moment to moment. You might notice that the attention drifts from this relaxed, receptive presence and goes into the trance of thinking. Happens quite quickly for some of us, and it's really natural. And the practice is simply to notice that when you can. And then gently reopen the attention to what's actually right here. Again, receiving the sounds, letting them wash through you. Perhaps re-relaxing a bit in the body and just receiving this changing dance of sensation. Listening to and feeling the whole moment. And again, if it helps to stabilize this presence with choosing to have the breath in the foreground, that careful, close-in, soft, receptive attention that notices the movement of the breath as sensations, moment to moment. You might ask yourself if it's possible to let go just a little bit more right now. Just to relax a little more. And explore what happens when you again listen. Receptive attention, letting the sounds wash through. Receiving this changing flow of aliveness through the senses. When we learn to listen to our lives in this way, we can become intimate with all things. Open, receptive, engaged, present. When you hear the sounding of the gong, you might continue this practice, this receptivity, listening and feeling the sound. Then as you open your eyes, receiving the impressions of color and shape. And even as you move, to continue to be mindful, receptive, relaxing with what arises. So there's continuity and presence.